The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says medical centres in New Zealand will be reminded all children under 18 should be vaccinated for measles, regardless of their citizenship. Earlier in the program, Checkpoint revealed a 15-month-old Samoan toddler had been denied a measles vaccine at an Auckland clinic because he did not have a New Zealand passport. Dr. Bloomfield is also warning people, especially children, not to travel to Samoa during the epidemic. It comes as the death toll rose today to 55 and a Samoan opposition MP called for a public inquiry. For more on that, let's go now live to our reporter Logan Church in Apia. Good evening, Logan. What does MP Onase Sapolu want from an inquiry?
Talofa, Lisa. Yes, well, what they want to know is why Samoa had such terribly low immunisation rates prior to this outbreak. Many who we've been speaking to here in Samoa have been looking to an event last year, which we've been discussing over the past few days in Savaihi, where two kids died as a result of having a botched MMR vaccination. And there is a real culture of fear among many people we've been speaking to when it comes to these vaccinations, regardless of the quite intense government campaign here in parts of the country at the moment. They're also drawing parallels to the 1918 influenza tragedy here in Samoa. And just to give you a little bit of background, what happened was a ship left the port of Auckland in New Zealand and arrived in Samoa with people who were sick with the pneumonic flu. When they arrived, they weren't quarantined, unlike when they went to other countries, and they were let onto the country. And what happened was 8,500 people died. That was about a quarter of the country at the time as a result of that. And the opposition are saying this government hasn't learnt from that tragedy. Now, you remember, Lisa, yesterday our Foreign Minister, Winston Peace, is saying it's too early to talk about what's caused this outbreak. However, here in Samoa, the opposition are asking those questions loudly.
So earlier in the program, we ran your story about the traditional Samoan healer who's been practicing for, 40-odd years. And we saw dozens of parents with their kids there packed into the room waiting to see her. We know that the government shut down an alternative healer who was selling Kangen water on Friday for breaching rules about public gatherings. So why is this particular healer being allowed to continue operating?
Well, we're still trying to seek exact answers from the authorities on this, but the main thing that the government are really not happy about at the moment are people saying they have an alternative treatment to measles, as in they're saying to people, you don't need the vaccine, you can come to me and I can fix it, potentially for a fee. That's not what this healer is doing. She is instead making it very clear that she is treating the symptoms that these kids are coming with. What we're not so sure about is the current declaration, the state of emergency, where the kids can't gather in Samoa at the moment. And it's actually really interesting because this clinic is on the main is on one of the main roads in Samoa, and you can see there's massive groups of kids outside. You can see that from the road, and I was noticing even just driving along that plenty of police cars are driving up and down the road. So it's sort of yet to be seen exactly how this healer could be impacted by the government's rules and cracking down on those who I guess are taking a different approach than what the government's wanting to achieve here.
So the government shutdown is set for Thursday and Friday. What can we expect to happen?
Yes, well, with the exception of the power and water authorities, all government employees and resources will be funneled into that mass immunisation program that's been ongoing in Samoa for several weeks now. Now, they won't necessarily be out with needles vaccinating people. That will be left to the experts. But they will be filling the other important tasks around that. Some of them will be drivers. Others will be data specialists. Those people are recording the number of vaccines that have been given 7 and also recording who's left to go. Some of them will also be working in the call centre. We're hearing people are calling 999, which is the number here, to get more information. So they will be getting hold of the phones and helping out there. Government cars and vehicles will also be used to transport vaccination teams all over Samoa to the villages and towns all over the country. We heard today that the mobile vaccination unit number is now at 50. That is likely to rise further as the government continues and ramps up its efforts to get as much of this country vaccinated as possible. We also got some the latest figures on that critical age group, that being 6 months to 4 years old, in regards to how many of them have been immunised. Now, the government today said 67% of 6 months to four-year-olds have been immunised, but you have to turn that number on its head, which reveals that a third of that age group, this critical age group, have not been vaccinated and are not immunised, and they are sadly well overrepresented in that death toll, which now sits at 55.
Thanks, Logan. That's Logan Church joining us from Apia.